Darren Weir, a man who is looking to win his first Caulfield Cup tomorrow, and he has the favourite. It's been an impeccable campaign. Nothing has gone wrong with Kings Will Dream. And for Darren Weir, only three Caulfield Cup runners previously. Hard to believe.
Amazing.
But it's a pretty special day for Weary Caulfield Cup Day. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys.
Very, very well. Now, I did read during the week that you won your first race on Caulfield Cup Day. It wasn't at Caulfield. Was it Avoca?
Yeah, that's true.
And,
that is true.
And you celebrated and took a couple of days to get home. Is that right?
Yeah, that rumour is true, actually.
How many days will it take you to get home if you win the Caulfield Cup?
I'm dipping a few more than a couple. anyway, it's just good to have horses running in it. And more importantly, touch wood, everything's gone well so far.
Where are you at the moment with Kings Will Dream in your mind about it's been such a big build-up, he's been favourite for so long, he's drawn the perfect barrier, you're just one sleep away. Where is your confidence level with Kings Will Dream heading into the Caulfield Cup?
Well, I don't get ahead of myself in races, you know, because I know what can go wrong in that. So, but one thing I can assure the owners and all the punters that are out there that you wouldn't get a horse in any better order on the day. I think he's had the ideal preparation. Jared's kept a close eye on him. Johnny's rode him all his track work, and all the boxes have been ticked. And if he's not good enough tomorrow, we can't do our job any better. So the horse looks amazing, and he's going to present there in great shape.
What's your gut feel, Weary, about him being good enough? We hear about all these internationals. We're starting to see a couple of them now. Clips of Moore the other week was fantastic. Do you think he's up to that standard?
I think the key is that he's been racing at weight for age, and he drops back to handicap. And if he can land in the right spot, you know, say if he beats in the first eight going out of the straight the first time, yeah, I do think he'll be certainly in the finish. But, yeah, all those things have got to happen. But, like I said, he's had the perfect preparation for it, so we're hoping he's good enough anyway.
Talk out of the Turnbull that Youngstar visually was more impressive. She drops in weight. Are you confident out of the Turnbull, just with Youngstar, that you can beat her home?
I think I'm not confident that we can beat her home, but I'm sort of confident that we probably would have ran as well as what she did had Craig come to the outside instead of going to the inside. I think he would have ran better, and then we'd be probably just that smidgen more confident going into the Morrow. But they make the decisions, and he decided to go in instead of out, and I thought the horse ran well, but on that day, you'd probably say Youngstar was a better cup trial than our horse, but maybe had we come out, it might have been a different circumstance.
Is the biggest query for Kings Will Dream tomorrow the start? You don't want him to miss the start.
Yeah, obviously, and that's no fault of the jockeys. He's got a habit of not being great away, so it'll be important that he can jump away and obviously hold his spot and use the barrier. And if that doesn't happen, well then, you know, we've got the right man on to overcome that anyway. So, but if he does begin well and hold his spot, it'll make it a lot better for sure.
What about Knight's Watch? What do you make of his run in the Caulfield Stakes? And are you confident he'll run a strong mile and a half?
I thought he ran well without running great. And I thought it wasn't sort of a run to say, well, you're going to be a real, real Caulfield Cup chance, but it was a run to say that you deserve your spot in the race. Obviously, he drops a lot in weight as well. He's got the tricky barrier to overcome, but I guess when you draw there, you're sort of committed to ride one way, and that'll be to be ridden quiet to try and get into a three-wide sort of lane and get a bit of a card into the race and be riding to be strong late. So whether it's all just come a bit quick for him, I'm not sure, but he's like Kings Will Dream. He's had a great prep and he's in really good order.
What about Gallic Chieftain? Could he do a boom time and upset some of the better horses?
I think the main thing with Gallic Chieftain is he's drawn a good gate to get a soft run. And just listening to Dean Lester this morning, he reckons that the right horses are drawing around him to follow. So, oh, I think the backup will be great for him, but whether he's good enough, I'm not sure.
Weary, do you have a horse or two horses or a couple that you're most worried about, your opposition tomorrow?
Oh, look, I don't follow the overseas racing at all, so I don't sort of know. Sorry, I do follow it, but I don't know the form there well, so I have no idea how they fit into our racing, but every time they come, they seem to run well. But I think Chris Waller's horse, it's the one for me to beat. I think it looks to have had a good preparation for it. And yeah, so she'd be the one, I reckon. And, you know, I think any horse that's in the race would be, you know, they obviously deserve their spot, so you'd have to worry about them all.
Weary, outside of the Cup, it could be another big day for you. You've got some really nice horses going around. We'll go through a couple of your major hopes. Gee, they've smashed Very Elegant. She's been backed off the map in the Ethereal. She must have made nice improvements since that unlucky first-up run.
Yeah, you could probably say it was unlucky, but that was the way we wanted to ride her because we hadn't had her long and we hadn't done a lot with her. And yeah, had the brakes come a bit earlier, she may have won the race, but she was ridden Johnny rode her how we asked him to, and she really charged through the line. You know, she's continued to make the progress that you sort of want without really asking them to run any sensational times and that at home, but she's worked well, and yeah, we're thinking that she's going to go there and run good.
Are you going to have the same type of ride tomorrow with that inside draw? Just give her time to settle and hopefully look for luck?
Yep, absolutely. She won't be, you know, we won't be using the barrier. We'll be just sort of the middle of the pack, hopefully. And if he can get one off the fence, that would be terrific. But if it doesn't happen, Johnny will work it out. He knows an air. And, you know, just important. You know, it'd be great to be winning, don't get me wrong, but it's important that she's running strongly through the line so we can keep continuing down the Oaks path.
Another step up in class for Extra Brute tomorrow. Weary, how's he going into the Ladbroke Classic?
Yep, he's great. He's in really good order. He's a super, super fit horse. And looking forward to seeing him run, like you say, against better opposition to see whether we can push on to the Derby after this.
I want to ask you quickly about Peaceful State. It looks a really nice race for him. He was barbecued last start. He didn't get much chance where he was in the run. How did he come through that race?
You're hanging out Dino, are you?
Well, he didn't have much luck. Sorry.
He was on. That's why. He backed him.
What did you think?
I'm with you. Don't worry about that. I thought he murdered it. But, hopefully, you know, he's a really good galloper, but he's got a terrible racing style. And it's got that, it's a get back, charge and late. You sort of got to hold your breath a bit. So, but, you know, you need so much luck with horses like this. But he's got the ability for sure. But you know, how can you be confident with his racing style? Mm.
Hey, can we get off on a winning note? Because gee, that Delusions was a great debut.
Well, I hope so. That's the fair step in class, isn't it? Like from a, you know, no disrespect to the opposition at Swan Hill, but it wasn't the strongest race. But she did do it the right way, and she looks like she's come on a bit. So the only thing I'd be worried about with her is whether the big occasion gets to her, because she's a pretty flighty sort of horse. Mm. So you might know in the mountain yard how she's going to go. If she behaves herself well, I'd expect her to run well.
Weary, could be a huge day for the stable. Who's your best if we're going to back one?
It's an each way chance, but I'd be with Grey Shadow. I reckon she's going great, and she'll get a great run. And for what reason, I don't know, but the barrier blanket stopped her from missing the start, and now she begins. So hopefully that happens again, and she'll run very well.
Well, make sure you pack your swag. If Kings Will Dream wins, Sharky's got 150 owners and hangers-on ready to party.
I don't reckon there'll be much sleep involved, so I won't need a swag for a while.
Good on you, Weary. Good luck tomorrow.
No worries. There you go.
DK.